Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Hey, Lane, where are you this afternoon?
I'm in Milwaukee, actually.
Excellent.
We
came back from St. Louis last night, landed in Chicago, had the option to go to Chicago or come back to Milwaukee with an off day. I said, I'm coming home, seeing my family, getting a couple of nights in my own bed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Love that. 10-game road trip for the team. This is the longest of the year, I think. What are the challenges when you're on the road for this long?
Well, these guys are pros. Most of these guys have done this. They did it in harder ways in the minor leagues, frankly, without as good a travel and without as good a hotel. So I think these guys navigate it pretty well. It can get long, and it can be a long, if you have a family, it can be a long time without your family. And so there can be some challenges with it for sure. But like I said, everybody has been in this lifestyle for a while, and I think have a pretty good handle on it. The thing about this road trip that's been challenging is you go to San Francisco, that's a really good ball club, and your margin for error against a team like San Francisco is not very big. So when you make a few mistakes defensively, they are kind of glaring because it can be the difference in a game, and they lost a couple of close games in that series, and similar things happened Friday and Saturday. So it was great to see on Sunday them get things going offensively and jump out in front early and play like they did, because I think when this team plays their brand of baseball, this is a real quality team that has a great shot at a postseason run. But like anybody, if you don't play your brand of baseball and you commit an error here or there, or if you make a mistake on the base paths, it's glaring. And those are the Brewers' strengths. So the fact that those were some of the things that were showing up in the early portions of this road trip, I think were frustrating for the manager, frankly. And that's why you saw Sal Frelick get sat down and you saw Caleb Durbin get sat down. But I thought the team really responded well to it. They came back on Saturday, almost won that game, and then took care of business on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday was definitely redemption. The 7-1 win for sure.
Yeah, and this is a hungry team that I think wanted to get Saturday out of their minds. I mean, they were down 5-0. They fought back. They tie it in the ninth on the Churio home run. And you go from all of that elation to moments later, Nolan Arenado walks you off. And, you know, again, there's just not a big margin for error in Major League Baseball, regardless of who you're playing and when you're playing them. And so I think some of these trials that they've gone through in the early portion of the season can be really beneficial to a young, talented team like this one, because you can learn from it. They didn't really have a lot of adversity last year. They never had a 4-game losing streak last year. Like, that's just incredible. Every other team in baseball had one. Like, it's just, you always have a 4-game, 5-game losing streak at some point. That team last year really never had one. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. So they've had a few little bumps in the road here in April, but they've recovered from them nicely. They're a game under 500. They're going to play 3 games with the White Sox, which is a team that you would expect them to go win a series from. Again, it's baseball. You just never know. But you feel good on paper about that matchup for the Crew, and hopefully you come back to Milwaukee above 500 and ready to battle with the Cubs next weekend or this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, the White Sox are bad.
Yeah, they're bad again. They're really bad. Hey, how's your yard looking, Lane? You're home for a couple of days. Do you get to putz around in the yard?
Yes, you read my mind. It's not as green as I want it to be. I still have a little thatch in there. And
me too.
I flirted with the idea of just shaving it all off today, and then I was like, I don't really know if that's going to benefit me too much yet. So I managed to stay away from it. I'm only going to be gone 3 days when I leave tomorrow, so we'll get after it this weekend, though. I think it's going to be ready. One of my trees, I don't even have leaves, starting to come out on some of my trees. It's almost May. Let's go.
Let's go. So Landworks Wisconsin did my landscaping last year, Lane, and so they did it in the fall, so we're getting surprises in the spring. I have a tree that bright white flowers popped up on. I had no idea that was even going to happen. It was like, whoa.
Oh, that's great.
I have a revelation. Do you want to hear something?
Yeah.
My cactus just bloomed flowers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they the pink flowers?
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even know it could bloom.
Oh, see?
I'm going to text you guys.
It's the circle of life, Lane. It's just all good.
Sign of spring.
Hey, always, we appreciate you being with us, especially when you have a day off. That means you take time from being with your family, Lane. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
I always have time for you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.